Hey, darling. Thanks for driving me back home to the farm. You know I appreciate your driving and your kissing. Oh, dagnabbit. The lights are all off. My parents must not be back from town yet. Come with me into the barn for a minute. I want to check on the animals. Sit with me on the hay bales. Yeah, I know it's prickly, city boy. But my country ass is used to it. Actually, I might even like it a little. Oh! I did, didn't I? Well, I'm so sorry for cursing. You know I'm just a good southern preacher's daughter. Now, kiss these lips like you mean it. This hay sure is uncomfortable. You were right, darling. Can I sit in your lap? Thank you kindly. I'm so close. You can feel my breast pressing into your chest. My hot breath in your ear. And of course, my lips. Now, darling, I fear I haven't been, the best example of piety so far tonight. Would you kindly, deliver me a punishment for my penance? I'm asking you to spank me, boyfriend. Why not? I don't remember any rules against spanking in the Bible. The hay poking into my butt cheeks felt so stingy and good. I just want to see how much better it'll feel with you slapping your hand right on top of it. What's so wrong about that? Oh, thank you. Let me just take my pants off. And I'll bend over your thighs. With my chest on one side and my ass sticking up on the other. Honey, will you please spank me? Yes, I'm sure I want it. After all, I've been nothing but sinful since we came in this barn. Just a few more, darling, please. Please. Thank you, dear. You are so sweet to me, you know that. I honestly don't know how I couldn't fall in love with you. I mean, we've been together since high school. Much to Daddy's chagrin. Yeah. I always knew you were the one. And you know I love you. Just like you love me. Isn't that right, sugar? There's not much else to do around here but be naughty, to be honest. Plus, when I was kissing you in your lap, and while my belly was across your thighs while I was getting spanked, I felt you get stiffer, baby. So even though I just got a spanking, we've both already sinned through impure thoughts now, haven't we? God doesn't see one sin as being higher, worse, or better than the other. You know Daddy says that every Sunday. We don't rank our transgressions like those Catholics, you know? You just have to ask for forgiveness. I've been meaning to talk to you for a while, boyfriend. Now as good a time as any. Don't worry, nothing's wrong. I just want to know if you'd like to make love to me. I know that's important to boys, and I know that I love you, so it can't be a sin, can it? After all, we are going to get married as soon as we're able. I can't see a just God being angry at two people that love each other expressing that love. Do you want me to take my panties off? You could unzip your pants at the same time. If we're gonna do it, we need to be naked, at least from the waist down. Lean back on the hay. Your clothing will protect you from the poking hay. I'm the only one that'll feel it on my bare knees as I straddle you. I'm right on top of you now. I can feel you right beneath me. Please touch me right between my legs. I want to make sure I'm ready. Please, darling. Yes, darling. feel good when I'm rub up and down your shaft. Oh, with my wet womanhood. Oh, I need more, boyfriend. Please. Take that hand and guide yourself inside me. Please. Please. This is what our whole lives have been working toward. Getting married and making love. Oh, this is what God wants for us. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so deep inside me. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, I feel you twitching. Oh, and jerking. Oh, baby. Oh, does that mean it feels good for you too? I don't know much about this sort of thing. Oh, yes, grab my hips. Make me move on top of you just like you want it, dear. Darling. I'm so glad I heard them talking about making love. And that it's so good and natural and right between people that love each other under God. It's not like we are Catholic. No reason to run off to the confessional. Although, we could just ask for forgiveness that way and Daddy would never have to know. Oh. I mean, isn't this how babies are made? We'll have to tell them something as soon as we find out. I suppose a shotgun wedding is better than none. Huh, honey. After all, there's no such thing as premarital sex with your wife. I'm so glad we made love. Especially here on the hay.